Yo. All right. We back, man. We back. We back. This is the Cap City Podcast, man. Your boy Jake Bonkers.
It's your boy Cell.
Yes, sir. And what is this?
It's the Cap City Podcast, my nigga.
We are motherfucking back, man.
We back in this bitch again?
After 5 years, man. Man, look, man. Life been lifing.
Mm-hmm. But the blessings been blessings, so that's why we back.
Yeah. And I know a lot of y'all can relate. You know, sometimes you build something and you got to take a pause, man. Sometimes you got to, you know, sometimes it might be some weeks. Sometimes it might be some months, some days. Sometimes it's years. And for us, this was some years, you know. And, you know, shit, man. Within all this time, man, I done got divorced. You know what I'm saying? I done, shit, that's a big one alone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll get more into some of that stuff.
Yeah, you know, and man, I didn't been through a lot these past 5 years. I know my boy has too.
We have, man.
And it's just a blessing to be back, man. Back doing this. Now we upgraded a little bit, a little something. You know what I mean?
Got video.
We got video. We got better audio. You know what I mean? And the audio, we got more life experience.
Facts. You know. Facts.
So we out here. Man.
You know, today though, what we're gonna talk about is actually a continuation of a previous episode that we did, right?
Episode two
was the conspiracy against the black male icon.
Yep.
Yeah. And this is part two.
Yep. And obviously, you know, we gotta talk about Diddy. Because Is this a conspiracy against him, or is all the things that he's been doing behind closed doors coming out?
Right. Or a little bit of both.
Right. You know?
It's looking more like the latter.
You know? Is he a freak of league? You know, is what we saying. Is that true?
Freak of league. I mean, he might be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, apparently it sounds like he can have his own Freaknik doc.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? on Hulu coming soon.
And you know, it's wild, man. What's your thoughts on the situation? I know everybody's talking about it, and
especially because of the FBI raid that happened, right?
Where they saying he left his sons there
and they getting jacked up against the wall.
Plane.
Yo, speaking of that, one of his sons is not his son.
Yeah, Albie Shore's son, right?
Albie Shore's son, yeah. Right? And now Albie Shore is like, he's making some other allegations too. Like, Albie Shore's wild. Yo, wait.
What'd he say?
He put up an IG post, you know, right after the raids, telling his son, you know, to come home with like a picture of a doorway or something like that. You know, you're biological, he put up there. But then he like hashtag was like plugging his new podcast or some shit.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, you know, we're one to talk. I mean, hey, promotion.
But I'm trying to think, man. I might want to listen to that podcast, man. That nigga might be talking mad crazy.
He's making out there's some insinuations that, because, you know, he was in a coma a couple years ago. And sounds like there's some kind of insinuation that maybe Diddy or some of his people had something to do with that. I don't know how that could be, but this is what we're talking about when we say the conspiracy against black male icons, right? We're not saying that he didn't do some of the things, if not all of the things that he's being, you know, allegedly people are saying he did, right?
Right.
We're just saying the way that plays out in the social sphere is that it does attack the image of a successful black male image.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do to this generation of people? We're saying black male that happens to be a black male, but if they were doing the same thing to Oprah, we would be saying the same thing.
Right.
Right? She's almost a male. No, I'm just kidding, but I don't know.
Damn.
But back to Diddy, right? Back to Diddy, right? All jokes aside, we don't know if any of these things are true, but we've been hearing about these things. Mm-hmm. much longer than prior to Cassie filing her claim and all that. We've heard little things.
For years.
Stuff with him and Fonzworth Bentley, allegedly.
Allegedly, obviously.
Right?
All right, Diddy, don't try to kill us.
Please. I'm not even a me yet. Let me become a me first.
Right.
At least.
That's crazy.
Okay. No, but I mean, there's. I guess we can leave some of the other names out, but or not. I don't care. You know?
Sam.
Sam. What's the one guy, the R&B guy? One of the R&B dudes, he said that he had that. I forget the dude's name right now. But there's been allegations against Diddy for a long time. Like, whether or not he indulges in things that are consensual, we're talking about the things that aren't, or him terrorizing people and things of that nature.
Right.
There's an FBI raid. Mm-hmm. There's an FBI raid. Is that theatrics? Or is there some truth to these allegations? What do you think about that?
So, an FBI raid, I mean,
they don't just do an FBI raid.
They gotta have some, for them to even come in, to have a warrant even to come to your crib, they gotta have something, right?
I assume.
So.
Because look, they had Michael Jackson under investigation for 10 years. Found nothing. I don't remember ever hearing that there was an FBI raid on his compound or anything, but they had him under surveillance for 10 years.
That's crazy.
And they didn't find anything.
That's motherfucking crazy, bro.
So, and I don't know, I have to go back and do some more research, but I don't remember there being a raid on Never. I feel like we would know that.
You know how much money you gotta have for the FBI or private investigators be watching you for 10 years.
10.
To try to get you. You gotta have buku cash, man.
Because you know what it is? We don't ever hear about I'm not saying it doesn't happen. We don't hear about it when it comes to people outside of the black culture. I don't hear about these things. I hear about people getting caught up on charges and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's almost like every year or every couple of years, there's some massive case against a prominent black figure.
Yep. Especially after they start promoting positivity and love.
And didn't he change his name to Love?
Yeah. He did. He definitely did. You know? But then, you know, just the other side, the devil's advocate, maybe he just... You know, he knew he was about to get in trouble.
Story.
He was like, you know what? I'm about to put my name to Love. I love everybody.
Right. It's all about love.
I love everybody. I've always been sorry for my sin.
I've always been this way. This isn't new.
Could be that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
you know,
it might be that. We don't know. Only thing we can do is speculate, mm-hmm. right? Because we don't have all the information. But way before there was a social media or any of that, we heard little things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that it's all completely... He might just be a real eccentric guy that... Because look, we've come a long way since, you know... What was the height of his dominance? Like late 90s?
The height?
Yeah, like 97-ish?
Did he? Nah. Nah, bro. I would say early 2000s.
Yeah, okay. Early 2000s. Okay. So 01-ish.
01-ish to like...
That's like When I Need a Girl came out and all that. And he had like Carl Thomas and all of that. Mario Winans.
112,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. Yeah. That was a jam.
Yeah, obviously he kicked it off and... The late 90s with when he became the we're gonna flip R&B with hip hop. Right. You know what I'm saying?
All the classic records.
Yeah, and yep. And yeah, he became the king of that sound,
mm-hmm.
which allowed him to, you know. He kinda You know who remind me of Diddy right now, bro?
I think I know what you're gonna say.
Who?
You say Hitmaker?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hitmaker, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
He remind me of Diddy, you know what I mean? You know,
taking recent records of the past, like,
yep, and flipping them
20
and,
years
and just having a like a produce like
a ear,
being that producer and getting these records out, and he just, you know, and the fact that he's and on top of that, the fact that he's flipping R&B joints with hip hop.
And
actually, and vice versa too. You know what I'm saying? So,
and not even just that he's flipping them, he's doing them right, mm-hmm. right. I don't care if he never touches a sound, he's doing it right.
Yeah,
because a lot of people, anybody can find out what record they sampled for this classic song, and then do a version. But he's can't hate on him, man.
Nah,
he came a long way from his Young Berg days.
Yep,
right.
He did.
Yep. So.
He. I remember him from Bloodline, cause I was on the Bloodline Street Team in high school.
A word?
Yeah. So, I remember him from being out there with them and getting the posters and saying all that.
And for those who don't know, Bloodline, that was DMX's label.
Yeah.
He signed Hitmaker when he was like 15 or something, right?
Real young.
Yeah.
Boy, like a baby, but now. You know, he doing his thing, man. Shout out to Hitmaker, man. You know what I'm saying? Look,
shout
man,
out to Hitmaker.
You know, I'm not just saying shout out to you because I, you know, I want to work with y'all and over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
recognizing the talent.
You know,
and
recognizing
the
talent. You know what I mean? So yeah, don't think that.
Don't think we just big you up to work with you or get you on the pod. But if you want to work with him,
come on,
son. Or get on the pod, come on. We ain't gonna stop you. Nah, but also, but back to Diddy,
yeah.
Right? He is Diddy-ish of the generation, right? Mm. But that is what makes you an icon. So that's the reason why we're even talking about this. We're talking about somebody who's made such a mark that they're like a type, right? They're a reference point for a certain level of, because it's like Dr. Dre. With Dr. Dre, you think about sonic quality with Dre. So that's a black male icon as well. We're not saying that people do nonsense and craziness and like there's perverts out here.
Yeah.
I'm gross. You know, we all have our thing. You know
yes, sir.
So I'm not saying anything about that. We're just saying if you're doing things where you're terrorizing and forcing others, you know, because the other stuff that we hear, because even when you talk about, I mean, I won't say these names, but there's other label head CEOs that are accused of doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But when it comes to Diddy, again, we talk about the FBI raid. We don't know what they found, if anything, right? Is any of this true? We don't know. But Diddy got into the business when he was young too, right?
Yep. Very, yep.
He was a party promoter.
Yep.
Right? Right from the city. Had all these connections, right? And he was sourcing and curating and connecting people and making a huge impact on that scene. However, he worked his way through in the industry. I think that was always something that they valued about him.
Yep.
He gonna work the record for us, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, if he's doing these things, I don't think that, because where is Diddy from originally?
Harlem.
Harlem, right? I don't think that you run around and you naturally have, no matter where you're from, certain appetites and excessive, like, you know what I mean, type of behaviors, you pick up those things over time. Was he groomed / influenced by other people, like his Diddies, you know what I'm saying, like whoever those people were,
right?
And where are they? If they were making, imagine how, you see how much money Diddy has. If you're making money on top of whatever Diddy does, you got to be 3, 4, 5, 10 times whatever he is.
Facts.
What are those niggas into? Those non-niggas, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not all niggas.
Yeah. Because we know where it come from, man. you know, that's been happening to our people since the beginning of time, man.
Like, what specifically do you mean? What's been happening to us?
Well,
like being exploited.
Being exploited.
Then there's that, like, that buck breaking type bullshit.
The buck breaking thing, being, you know,
being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, they used to do it to the slaves, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do it to the slaves, like, you know,
because there's some kind of
wives, bro, like,
in front of their whole family, their kids too. There's a sick correlation between this group of people being this almost seemingly unkillable. You put them under pressure, they get stronger, right? Mm-hmm. But we got this. Yeah. We were able to imprint on them,
mm-hmm,
and then induce fear in them with, we're not saying, I'm not saying anything against whatever anybody's spiritual practices are.
Yeah.
But religion specifically, here's exactly what you must do. When somebody else is using it as a war tactic,
right,
they're misusing it and misrepresenting it,
yep,
right? No matter what denomination it is.
It's the same thing the evil one did. It's like, you know, it's using God's word.
Right. Twisting it.
For its own purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. To further some ulterior
motive
and agenda. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it just never stopped. It's here. You know, it's just, so.
And that can sound like mumbo jumbo to some people out there. And I'm not mad at that if you feel that way.
Thanks. Right.
But all of it, we're just talking about if somebody implants images in your head and they say, this is the path that you must follow. These are the things that you're not ever allowed to do. This is, and we're the ones telling you that we have this connection with the divine, mm-hmm, right? Then whatever these people will tell you is what you're going to go for if you're the ones that buy into it.
Right.
And we slowly get rid of the ones that don't. So only ones that remain are saying and echoing the same shit.
Yeah.
So then you're easy to manipulate. All that to say, are descendants of people that think and move like that, that they would defraud an entire race of people to enslave them mentally, mm, right? Which then everything else follows, right? Mm-hmm. Form follows function. So if you think that these people are superior, you're going to move and act like that physically as well. If the people that do that are ones that their descendants are running different facets of certain industries, right? Regardless of their skin, color, ethnicity, just that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Did people like that, do they have influence on the black male icons? Or the black icons in general, male or female?
Yeah, the reason why I feel like that. So the question was, do they have influence?
Yeah, if we're talking about these people with that mindset,
mm-hmm,
right, and they're in certain levels of society, is that who has the most influence on these people?
Of course, because they're the ones that's giving us the power. You know what I mean? They're the ones that's giving us the riches.
Or the illusion of both, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like the slave master again, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, you know, you have to do this, and I'll give you this type of freedom, this type of luxury, this type, mm-hmm, of whatever it is that they're giving.
Like the world, like, and everything in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. You know, it's like what they call them, like the house niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do. You know, you do this, I'll let you come in the house, and you don't got to be out here in the high sun or in the shed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you don't got to be working all like that. You know,
they used to have this thing they called a straw hat boss. You heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So the slave master would leave, and he would take the hat off of like the scarecrow, mm, right? This tattered ass hat, and then put it, he would select somebody and put it on their hat, on their head, and say, "You're the boss now. You're me. This means that you're me now. So I'm going to leave. They all have to listen to you. So you make sure you keep them in line. You remember, you're me now." So that would make them all like, whatever, right? So no matter what anybody's doing, and of course, that person probably, they might be even harsher, right?
Crazy.
Because they're trying to make be impressive to Massa, right? But that's, we're saying all this to say the mentality, right, is fought out for you, right? I can't excuse anything that Diddy, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, any of the, if anything that they're saying is true. With R. Kelly, it seems like it's all true. So let me just say that. The Bill stuff, some seems like there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
Right? The Diddy stuff seems like there's some truth to it.
I'm not really that sold on the Bill stuff, man.
I'm not that sold on the Bill stuff. I'm just saying there's something. Let me say this part.
Was he taking Quaaludes with the cheeks?
You already know what I'm about to say. That's it.
I don't know.
Could but if be. He was, at, because now do I'm
I
a
think,
grown up.
Do I think that he was Bill Cosby in it? Like, raping soda. I got a raping soda. If he,
that's not funny. But it's not funny. It's comical, but we're not laughing at the reality.
Nah, if damn, bro, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Edit point. Go ahead, man. But just
if look, I don't think he was doing. I don't think he was doing that, man. You know, that's just my opinion. Yeah. Was he taking Quaalude with the chicks?
Probably. And I think that's the issue to me. His idea, maybe perhaps.
Mad people took Quaaludes back then. Well, I think that we talked about this on the
But for those that, but we, either way, that was the drug of the time.
That was the drug of the time.
But what I will say though is you take somebody who that's their image is the complete opposite of drugs, alcohol, fornication, sex, cheating on my wife, all of this. You're a family man, you're presentable, you're clean cut, you're just a regular, you're corny. You're not at Hugh Hefner's house. Three nights out the week, and then you ain't got, you know, 6-7 models who you drop. You got somebody from the NBC lot that goes and drops off envelopes at the condo you pay for them. You're this clean cut family guy image guy.
Right.
If people know that that's something that you hold sacred, they could say anything, and you might not just say the truth.
Right.
Because what if he would have just said in court, look, I was doing uppers, downers, middles. I was doing them all, baby. And they were all willing, huh?
They was all with it.
They all, it was hitting me.
Got a lot of poon back then.
You know? Yes. I'm sorry, Camille. I was out here. I was fucking the bitches. Oh. If he would have said that, I'd have been like, okay. All right, cuz.
We're fucking up.
Just saying. If he was doing that, if he would have just said that, then yeah. I would feel more like, damn, I gotta support this guy.
That's very true, man. You know, sometimes the shit you hide, you know, trying to protect your image, man, be the shit that fucking be your kryptonite, be the thing that bring you down. Man.
It's just the pride.
Yeah.
Cause you could easily just go like, all right.
Fuck it.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I definitely never force nobody to do anything, but what they know is what I don't want to tell you next.
Right.
I've been talking shit about y'all, telling you to stop sagging and pick up your pants and all this stuff. Meanwhile, I was doing Quaaludes day in, day out. Yeah. I still got some. Damn. You saw Wolf of Wall Street. It's one, that good.
This one got fungus on it.
You think I give a fuck? It takes it.
Shazam!
Yeah, if he would have did that, I'd be like, yo, I think Bill's telling the truth, man.
Man, you can't
case
be
dismissed. That's how right. It went.
Exactly.
Now, of course,
man, I never took a Quaalude in my life.
And now
that's
I'm
what
like,
you're saying.
He must have forced it on him. Right. He must be guilty.
Yeah. We know you took Quaaludes, man. We took Quaaludes.
Yeah, nigga, I take some Quaaludes right now. What?
Pull a whole bag out of pocket.
Like, would you really? We just take them live on air. I mean, I'm just saying, man. I mean, we're not promoting drugs or drug usage. But I mean, you know, right. Take them if you got them. Right. Okay, huh?
Yo, can you spark that blunt real quick?
Of course. Pass me that lighter. No, but we're joking around, but we're saying that we're being honest here. We're talking about reality world. Mm-hmm. Because how this relates to, I know you're like, well, what the hell does that have to do with Diddy? It's not just about Diddy. But to bring it back around to him, let's say Diddy likes, or let's say somebody in his position, to take it off of him, mm-hmm. is into cocaine at the party, the highest quality weed at the party. I'm popping an edible. I'm fucking with prostitutes,
right.
Models, the dudes. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, all those things. But you can't be that publicly because your image says this.
Right.
If somebody was talking about freak offs, the same exact freak offs were happening at a Lil Nas X party.
Wow.
We'd be like, yeah, of course he's doing that. You know what I'm saying? All right, what's the fucking controversy?
Right.
But because of his image.
Brother Love.
Brother Love. I mean, has a different connotation now, right?
Or Diddy.
You know? Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Did he love his brothers differently? You know, right. Was it a different kind of brotherly love?
But.
But I'm not even, whatever, do what you do. We're just saying we know that his image, maybe he just can't have that as his public persona.
Yeah.
And he's being like,
as a hip hop dude from the 90s, where,
as someone who presented themselves as heterosexual,
where in hip hop, homosexual was banned. It was like, if you was gay, you was a punk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You was like, hip hop, you couldn't be gay publicly in hip hop back in the 90s, right?
But it's not just, it's not, I don't want to put it all on hip hop. It was what the time was, regardless of genre or ethnicity, because we put that on us so much, hip hop in the black community. Oh, they're really anti homophobic. But we know the black church is super influential on music in our community. R&B wouldn't be R&B or hip hop without the black church.
Facts.
The chord structure, the changes, all the ways that they revolutionized music.
Most of them R&B producers from the 90s, they all came up in the church. All of them singers all came up in the church.
And those choir directors, right? And different various members of faculty at those black churches, a lot of them were homosexual, right? In whatever, you know, or a part of the LGBTQ community, right? I've never heard anybody that I know some super church people, never hear them say anything bad or disparaging about anyone at their church, let alone anyone that's involved in the choir, the whatever. Never. I've never heard that slander before. So it makes me think, are we really that specific? I know that the image that hip hop was promoting was machismo, you know what I'm saying, hardcore street or affiliate with all the bad, fine girls. But I think that's just the time it was. You know?
I think it's a combination of both, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think it's a combination of time and the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you think that there is some inherent homophobia specific to, like, we'll say hip hop in this?
Yeah. I think now, you know, it's pushed in your face now, obviously, because of what we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Which basically is, at the end of the day, it's breaking up the black family structure. Because if you demasculate the man, the women's not respecting them. You know what I'm saying? They're off, you know, feeling like they're independent because they're telling the black man, not the woman, but the world, is telling the black man he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And telling this woman, this nigga ain't shit. And then
if you don't have this,
if you don't have this, if you're not like this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then on top of that, the media that's being pushed to us, right?
Yeah.
The music, what they putting on TV, you know what I'm saying? What they putting out there for everyone to see.
That represents
it's actually making us act a certain way. So the black man is listening to these songs about selling drugs, fucking hoes, blowing his money on shit that don't even matter.
Killing niggas, having the ops.
Mm-hmm. Going, they do it's making them actually want to do this subconsciously. They don't even know they want to do it.
Yeah.
They just listening to the shit and then they on that mode all day. Whether they fucking want to fuck hoes or whether they want to fucking just get money. It's like it's like the music that we create, you know?
Yeah.
And what is actually allowing to be pushed through the media, because obviously they control it, right? So, you know, because that's why I fuck with, you know, like cats like Dame Dash that's, you know, creating his own networks and, you know, going rough, you know, going Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Like going through some shit to try to
build
their own independency. Because,
direct to consumer.
Exactly. Yeah. Because what's being fed to us is negative things and it's making us act. It's like, think about like, when they say you are what you eat, it's like the same thing, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You're consuming it.
This media.
You know what I'm saying? So when you consume food that's not good for you, what happens? Your health starts to fade away. You start getting sick.
Right.
Same thing with your mental. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're being fed this. So now back to what I was saying was we're being fed this. So now the men are acting out. The women are acting out, and now our families are broken up. Everybody, we're spending more money now. A lot more money. You know what I'm saying?
A whole lot more money.
And not only are we spending a lot more money, we can't thrive as a people because of the fact that we're spending all this money.
Right.
The fact that we can't have a family structure because of the way we think. You know what I'm saying? And it screws us up. So it's a whole chain effect. Like I know we talking about the black icon and that, but you know, Diddy and all that, but it comes
just tracing
all
it back
the way down.
To,
yes. Right. It comes all the way down. There's really black people as a whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hip hop is one of the channels, right? That they're distributing this image to, but it's getting through everywhere. Even when you think about what is the normal, typical run of the mill TV program that we're guided towards watching, it's all very one dimensional. You know, we don't see whether you're into it or not, there's no predominantly black cast. You know, Star Treks on TV and various other things where you see us doing more than just, you know, it's a family reunion and it's a cookout and it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's never, there's always some kind of family drama. It's never about anything outside of that. It's always single mama this, baby daddy that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, these things are what's being allowed to get through. Mm-hmm. And that has a big impact and influence. So then they've built this image for you. So is it that we are so unwilling to accept something, or somebody's created an image for you out there to where you feel like you're not allowed to be your full true self because it doesn't fit this prefabricated image that you're supposed to live up to and embrace?
So I believe in accountability, right?
Yes.
So
100%.
So I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
because
fair.
Yo, you got to wisen up. You got to wake up, you know what I mean? You got to understand what's happening
right.
when you hear it. You got to process it and understand, like, yo, am I being controlled?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's that. But the other side of it is people are being put in a trance from music, from media, all that, bro.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who haven't been able to be mature enough mentally or you know, because of their circumstances, because of what's been happening behind these scenes, you know what I'm saying? They don't even have some of them don't even have the mental capacity to understand, you know?
Right.
And a lot of the times, those people have a lot of character. And
it's facts.
You know, they'll pass that mentality on to the next kid that like looks up to them or thinks they cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's
because
just,
they represent the ideal. They got the walk, they got the clothes, they got the language down.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're around the way. Yeah. And yep. And it's not even, and the fact that they probably are, you know, actually doing a lot of things that's in the songs that tell us to do negative things, right?
Right.
They're probably doing a lot of those things, you know, which we all have. And people who's, you know, who's in their, around them, and they're in their environment.
Right.
More likely in the same type of circumstances.
Right, right.
They're going to look up to that like, oh, now they doing the same things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then they're not only seeing it, they're hearing it on the media and watching it, hearing it on the songs and watching it on the media. So now it's like, yo, this is a confirmation. This is what's it. I got to be like this.
And you know what's interesting you say that? Because it used to be, it was when you were enjoying the hip hop content was the only time, right, that you were being exposed to that,
right.
Right? When the radio was on, when you were listening to the music. Now it's in everything, because it's in the shows, it's in the movies, it's in the imaging, it's in the commercials,
it's everywhere.
So as much as we definitely are, you know, representation is important, right? And also we're, the other crazy part is hip-hop is such a pervasive culture that it influences and impacts every other genre, like across the board.
Yeah.
So, and it's always been that way, just black culture in general,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So,
but that's the exact precise reason why they're using it to control us. Because
100%.
we're the coolest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like we're so influential. So it's like, if I can get them, these people, to act a certain way, we know they're so influential that everybody's gonna start acting like that.
Mainly their
people. But
well, yes, exactly. Our people are gonna feel the effects the most because we're actually forced to live out this image,
exactly,
where other people get to do this cosplay thing, right? Yeah, they get to come and visit the culture,
mm-hmm,
But they grew up in a different environment. They were socialized differently. Different things were normal, right? The idea of, oh, you turn 16, you get 50K from Gramps. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. You know, God bless. But that is so completely not the norm, generally speaking, in Black culture, right? So when you talk about Jeff Bezos, right? And we're going to go to a different topic in a minute, but you go to a Jeff Bezos and people say, it show you the pictures, the grainy pictures from the 90s of him in his garage with the handwritten Amazon sign. Cool. But when you find out, well, you got money from family members to as cash influx to start it, we don't get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's something that's just not normal. We don't even think in those terms, right? So all of this we're saying is when you finally have some of these people in your culture that have put in all the elbow work, all the, you know what I mean, all that grinding, mm-hmm. to raise themselves up from humble beginnings to multimillionaire approaching billionaire status and beyond. It seems like whenever we cross over that threshold, that something eventually comes along to bring that crashing down, to almost dissuade you from your own natural inclination to aspire to those levels.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like, oh, well, you know, because you know what influences? It influences the misinterpretation. They say that money is the root of all evil, but the real thing is saying that the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. Yeah. It's a tool.
Yep. But I think that's I don't know, man. Because I kind of got a little something about with that, man. Like,
what?
Just the love of money, because I don't love money enough where I would rob you for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or where I would kill somebody for it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I love money enough that I'm gonna go hustle for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go work for it. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna do it. And I'm going to do it not only because I have to survive, but I want to shine. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want to drive the nice car, you know, not for you, but because it made me feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go on trips because I want to see the experiences, not because I want to show you that I'm going on trips. You know what I mean?
Right.
So right. I love money enough to do those things, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even really feel like it's the love of money. I feel like it's your intent. You know what I mean? Like, but are you willing to cross niggas? Are you willing to hurt somebody? Are you willing to cross somebody over?
Go against your morality.
I mean, you know, yeah, I'm a little different with that because, you know. Well, you're right. Cause
no, I'm saying your
morale is personal to you. So
yeah, but you're like you. The basic stuff.
You might feel like, yo, this nigga sell drugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or that nigga sell drugs. That's a fucked up dude. But that nigga might feel like, yo, I sell drugs, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler. I ain't hurt nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers getting high. I'm getting paid. You know what I mean?
But so the normal stuff, like, I'm not gonna kill somebody for it, like you said, I'm not right. gonna rob somebody for it, because that's also like hating, you know what I'm saying, like to rob you, like whatever you work for is yours. So those things across the board should be the same. There's always gonna be some differences, like you said. Somebody might look at, you know, oh, you own a strip club, you're
right.
you know what I mean,
that's
you're a heathen, that's Sodom and Gomorrah. Where it's like, well, not really. I'm not doing this or that, but this is, I'm okay with it. right? And it's all about your own individual conscience at the end of the day. But there are things that we know, like, no, that no matter what you do for a living, you know this right here is wrong, right? Killing, stealing, robbing, all of that is wrong. That being said, you know, and then we'll move on, because I know that it's, so far the things coming at the images of powerful and successful Black people in culture, right, and melanated people, it always seems there's some kind of attack, like there's a shelf life. And if you dare go beyond it and be loud about it, we're going to try and bring you down. But we'll get more into that, as because I'm sure that seems right now the Diddy story certainly isn't finished, right? And we'll get more into that. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things happening. One thing that's happening that's interesting, I want to ask you about this, is that people are upset with J. Cole.
Okay. Why?
So J. Cole released a surprise album last night, actually, right, this morning. And he has a song called Pie with him, Daylight, and Absol. And he has some bars on there that seems like a sub at Kendrick. Mm. And some are calling the bars transphobic.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up the lyrics.
Okay.
And then you can tell me if you think that this is transphobic, right? But the real question right now, as I pull these up, is can you judge somebody for what they're rapping about?
I feel like, yeah.
Why? It's rapping as a form of art, right?
Right.
Do we, and some people are actually doing this, but generally speaking, we don't really look at somebody who's playing a role in a movie and hold them accountable for every word they said.
So let's say these lyrics. Let me see these lyrics so I could see what you're talking about.
Is you a demon or is that demeanor for the gram? Tell us. They plead the fifth. I'm seeing hints of a trans fella. Okay. In cancel culture's vicinity, he's no killer, trust me. Beneath his chosen identity, there's still a pussy. Period. Yeah.
Sheesh. Wow.
But I mean, but to me, one, I could understand how somebody can take that and run with the narrative that this is transphobic. But this is a subliminal jab at somebody has a rap beef with, he's going back and forth with. So there's, you're supposed to say anything to disrespect or demean you.
Yeah. And calling him a trans is demeaning to
someone who does not identify with that. Right. If you do identify with it, it wouldn't be demeaning, right? It's just,
well,
no, but this would be if I'm talking about somebody who actually identifies with that.
So he doesn't identify as that.
He doesn't, but he also, I guess this is important for context. Okay. Kendrick does have, he had a song on his last album called Auntie's Diaries. Mm. And I think the hook or part of it goes, my auntie's a man now. Because he has an aunt that I guess was always more masculine presenting, that from what he's saying is transitioned into being, you know, identifying as a man.
Wow.
So the song really was talking about just these, his old mindset and then what his mindset is now that he has family members and he's more, has more nuance on the subject and da da da.
So J. Cole was basically getting at him about his aunt.
slash uncle. Perhaps. What? No, I'm not even trying. That's the truth. This is aunt slash uncle, because at one point, aunt.
Oh, man. Why he ain't naming Uncle's Diary then?
I don't know. I don't know why he didn't do that. I try really hard not to get canceled. But...
Does she have a d-?
Hey, what are you, J. Cole?
Hey.
Calm down. I'm saying, but this, there's, I think there's a difference. I mean, I understand anybody taking offense to this.
Damn.
I get it. But I feel like that speaks to, do you understand the culture?
Right.
Because I think that that's what the difference would be with this, is that there's a misinterpretation. This is not him saying that this is applying to someone who identifies as a different gender than the one that they were assigned at birth.
Right.
This is about someone else. But I guess it does make it sound bad. I'm trying to explain it to sound better, but it doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
Right? No matter what I'm trying to say.
It sure doesn't.
It's just... Thanks, man. I mean, yeah, this is, I don't know, J. Cole. Sorry. I tried, man. Jermaine. I tried.
Yo, Jermaine, man. Stop trying to diss the man before they cancel you.
I don't think you can say that word anymore. I have to bleep that in post.
How do you, what do we call them?
Transgender.
You can't say
I've heard that that's a slur these days.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's literally the shorter version of transsexual.
It is. And that word you can say. But.
But you can't say. You can't shorten word. It and say.
I guess not.
Wow.
That's what I'm hearing. Matter of fact, let's.
Listen, man. Y'all are way too sensitive, man. We can't do nothing no more.
See, that's. Oh, that's the hip hop talking.
Oh,
to me,
shit,
man.
Damn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love but not like that. Cut it out. Cut that part out.
let's cut most of this out. Back to Diddy. Did he do it or did he not? We were having a lot more success with talking about that for an hour. Well, it says here, that word. That one is an offensive and derogatory slur for a transgender individual, often specifically a transgender woman.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it does say it was originally a term, because it was originally a term back in the day. Because it says in the early 2000s, there was some confusion or debate whether or not it was acceptable or if it wasn't. And then now it's been banned. By 2017, it's been banned.
And then some who was advocating was like, now I need y'all to stop calling us.
Whoop. And then somebody raised their hand. Yes, you in the back. Why?
Because we hear it too much and we don't like it.
I thought we learned from you. Where else would we...
No, man, I gas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smelled like mid to me, but all right.
Damn.
Say it, man.
I need to roll another one.
I don't know, man. That shit was, I don't know, it was on leaded. Yes. You need to get that leaded.
No, it was 89. You know 89? What I mean? It wasn't no 87. It was like 89.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got some 93 in the room. You know what I mean?
Okay, you saved it. You saved it.
It's like 91. It ain't 93
all right.
Yet.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it'll get there. A few more months. You know what I'm saying?
You know. Oh, no, I don't have nothing in the room, y'all.
Nah. It's all jokes. Bleep that. Yo, bleep that.
Yikes.
But yeah, apparently that term is considered to be a slur. So, but you didn't know that.
That's
so,
crazy.
You know?
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say
said it again, I think. It's cool. We have a lot of bleeps. You have to guess whatever word he's saying.
Yikes.
If you guess correctly, you're
what I said
you have
was,
a problem. Don't say it.
Fucking f- you heard?
Oh, man. Fuck. Well, thanks for tuning in to the City.
Man, that probably came through your mic, so I'm probably not going to be able to bleep it as clear as I want to. But let's go.
We'll edit it.
Yeah. Cut it out.
All right, so 3, 2, 1. Now, question for you.
What's up?
Do you agree with the usage of lyrics being used against you in court?
Now, I can agree with you with them lyrics just being lyrics. Don't mean it's true.
Unlike what J. Cole was trying to do.
Unlike what J. Cole was trying to say. He was tranny bashing.
I don't think you can say that term.
You,
it's okay. We got bleeps. We'll bleep it.
Damn. Well, at least it wasn't tranny smashing like P. Diddy.
Okay. Thank God for that. And if you were, hey, it's your business.
It's your business.
You know what I mean?
You know? But according to J. Cole, that's not right.
It's not right.
All
right,
J. Cole. So.
But do you, if there is, because like the Young Thug case, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to use lyrics in court, or they are using them, right? Do you think that's messed up to use, because a lot of times the lyrics in a song may not represent how somebody's actually living their life in real life. They might even be talking about somebody else, you know what I'm saying, that they know that they were close to or heard about, and they're using their stories. So if you're sitting there rapping somebody else's story, right? Cousin Ray Ray them, been dead since 2007, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the question is, do I feel like it's right?
Yeah, do you agree with the usage of hip-hop lyrics in court, or any lyrics?
Honestly, I feel like it's you know, it's just a thing that can be used because you're speaking something, you know what I mean? So I feel like if they want to go to these artists' lyrics to indict them for something, I feel like they have the right to do that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because you said it. On the other hand, it's lyrics. They're entertainers. So just because they said it don't mean it's true.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Don't mean it's true. But if you out here doing shit and you rapping about it, you can't get mad when they use your lyrics.
But this is my thing with that. My problem comes in if Martin Scorsese or Quentin Tarantino gets into a fight with somebody and they sue him, they're not going to be playing clips from Pulp Fiction and Goodfellas in Casino at the trial to establish this person as a violent person.
Now, they may or may not. Now, if Quentin Tarantino chops off somebody's head with a fucking samurai sword like in Kill Bill, then they might bring that up in court and be like, look,
he does
look
at this movie this kind
that he, yeah, he chops somebody's head off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So I guess it depends on, you know, or if there's an allegation that he chopped somebody's
head. And that's what I was going to say. If somebody's found that way and they're alleging that he had something to do with it, I feel like using, I'm going to play Kill Bill Volume 2, you know? Mm-hmm. Look at the way that he had homegirl murder. Like, that's like, well, you're making an allegation.
Right.
You know, but you have no proof. This is, I don't know. I'm saying the point is, though, they're not using the movie stuff.
Right.
They are using the lyrics.
Yep.
And I don't know that they're doing that from any other genre, you know?
Yeah, because there's they don't the other, any other genre doesn't have the we're talking about the conspiracy, you know, to tear their people down. We're the only ones that have that type of, you know, thing going on. And it's been like that since the beginning of time, like I said earlier.
But that's why I'm against the idea.
We are the chosen ones. That's why.
And this is my thing. I'm against it because it specifically seems to be happening to this one specific group of people, mm-hmm. right? Especially when we know for a fact the majority of these people are not even really like that. They're not doing these things.
Yep.
The great majority, an overwhelming majority, never lived that life. Matter of fact, I think in today is the closest that we're probably getting to people that are probably doing some of that stuff and still further away from the legitimacy of the reason, the need to actually live that lifestyle out. Because back in the day, that wasn't the thing. It was the guys that were doing the real stuff. They backed you. They were behind you. But today, that guy is the one that they're looking for to be at the front, to be the face of it.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't... How does that even work? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, if you are doing those things and you're actually terrorizing your community and killing people and you're, like, wildly... excessively violent and stuff like that. I don't rep that. But if music is an art form like anything else, I just feel like it's a little bit wrong. Because it's really easy to get lopsided justice because this person, you might have been right in this case. He was rapping about everything he really did. But in these other 20,000 cases, you're probably going to be wrong. So, no. I'm against it.
You're against it.
I'm against it, man. I'm against it. All right, we'll end on this one, man. This hurts my heart. Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams, a.k.a. the Neptunes, are currently involved in some kind of legal dispute. I don't like hearing that, man. Those are, you know, really,
brothers.
And they were so influential for, like, the time frame of music that I feel like was at its height with creativity. Like, they were a big part of the radio. Like, late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, what's happening is Pharrell's people filed for, you know, some kind of copywriting for... something that was involving both of them, something in the Neptune's name, but filed it by himself,
right?
Not involving Chad Hugo, and then his people got involved and are saying, hey, that's wrong, and there's a pattern of you trying to exclude my
client.
I don't like to hear that because it sounds kind of whack.
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
Merchandising and different things. Like, yeah, man, I don't care if Chad ain't been in a studio with you in the past 10, 12 years. You can't take away anything that he's done or contributed to leading up to that.
That's a fact.
I'm not saying that's happening because it could be all... I'm also hearing this is all some kind of two lawyers having some goofy back and forth. But it looks shady. Because, you know, Pharrell's people are saying their claim was we filed it to block any, because something was like lapsing. So they refiled it to stop a third party from coming in and being able to, you know, file it in their name potentially. I was like, well, okay, but why would you still seek to, why would you not make sure that Chad is involved? You know, like, why would you do that solo? So is it a goofy lawyer doing something to try and give his client the edge on some snake shit? Or is it the client getting the lawyer to do some snake shit?
I think I think it's you know, the client has to be, you know,
consulted.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's definitely you know, Chad feeling away and probably Pharrell doing something, you know. And Pharrell probably feel justified for whatever he's doing, but like, you know, it just sucks, man. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They should be on. Hopefully it's, I don't know the details of it. Hopefully it's not no snaky shit. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Yeah. I hope it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I hope it's a misunderstanding, and they can get that together, because obviously they, you know, they came a long, long way, man. Yeah.
And they contributed so much to
the culture.
Together, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I could think of another duo, especially like or any team mm-hmm. beyond them. That was that consistent, and they were just different, man. Nobody was if the Neptunes beat, it's not gonna sound like nobody else.
Exactly, they had their own sound.
To this day, I don't think I'm not. You know, you hear the little touches and influences, mm-hmm. but you don't hear that.
Nah, it's like it's not authentic.
So I hope they work it out.
Yes, sir.
I really do. Yeah, man. This was good.
Yeah, man. Listen, y'all. Just be a little mindful, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Diddy, his prayers out for you, man. You know, hopefully you ain't on no fuck shit. Pun intended.
or shit fuck.
Or shit.
Yeah. But also respect to all of the, you know, the okay, all the victims, all the, you know, the people that, you know, have their own stories to tell. Anything that was, you know, we're not representing anybody, forcing anybody to do anything, none of that, you know. Yeah. But yeah, man, we'll talk more. I don't think that this Diddy story is completely over, obviously.
Nah, it's gonna be more coming out, so we'll rap about it. You know, yeah. Let us know in the comments, man, what y'all think, man. Is this a conspiracy against Diddy, or did he do it?
Did he do it? We don't know.
I don't know, man. Leave the comments below, man.
I do know that we did it up here, so
yeah.
You know, we bike. You know, bike. It's Cap City.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna holler at y'all again next time. We out here.
Yes, sir. Right. Cap City Podcast. Jay Bonkers signing off. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Where the hoes at, my nigga? Where the hoes at?